There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here. It's Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Take you up till 2 o'clock. Let's get some headlines brought to you by New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
The Miami Heat are champions of summer. And Las Vegas. They win 120 to 118.
Would you rather be Larson. Champions of the summer? Champions of the preseason?
Ooh.
Champions in season.
Or champions in season?
Champions of the preseason. What do you mean? Like champions of like we're champions winning summer, the offs?
Champions in off season. Meaning when you acquired a trade or something like that, and you deem this is one of the best off seasons. So,
I'm not a big off season. Yeah, I'm not a. I think I'll answer that like this: the in-season tournament is completely bogus. It's a bribe to try and make you care about regular season games that you don't have to care about. So that's out. I'm not a big flashy trade guy. So winning the offseason is not very important to me.
What is going on?
Minus one for straight up lying.
Minus one for deception immediately. This is ridiculous.
I'm not a big flashy trade guy. I like my guys, you know, and I like Pella Larson, and I like Kalel Ware and Josh Christopher and Swiderman and Keyshawn Johnson. Like this is my off season. This is what really matters here. The true Heat junkies.
The true Heat junkies.
I don't live in the theater of fantasy and Lauri Markkanen trade talk. Like that's hocus pocus to me. What I like to talk about is the things that matter. Dame Dollar was I was a different man back then. I've grown. I'm not that same person anymore.
You, Hillary, say that every year.
I'm not the same guy anymore.
He says that every show to try to convince himself.
I wanted him so bad.
I did. And then I need to change. See, you can't spiral in the same pattern of behavior. And so now I'm a summer league guy. And so what we do at Summer League Island is we go and we enjoy our homegrown prospects.
Hey, did you pack your hat?
Which one?
Just in case.
What do you mean?
Your hat. Just in case something happens.
I already saw. I saw a championship happen last night. My official Summer League championship cap is on the way, though.
I just love how this man just lied. I just love how he just lied to everyone. Mind
I'm not
you,
lying.
Hold on.
No, he's
hold
not lying
on.
To everyone. He's lying to himself because everyone knows this is ridiculous.
If the Heat are winning games this regular season and they happen to advance in the in-season tournament, Tobin's going crazy.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe the in-season tournament that ends in Vegas is better than the summer league tournament that ends in Vegas?
Ooh.
No, the summer league's more important. The summer league's more important. Because it is.
Your regular team is winning some kind of championship.
Do you even remember who won it last year?
Yeah, the Lakers.
The Lakers.
I mean, like, and do you remember who they? And do you and like
the Pacers?
Like, does it mean anything to you? But does it mean anything to you?
Does the summer league title mean anything to you?
It does mean something. It is the start of something. It's the start of a chapter, and that book reads: here are the future stars of
your
Miami.
You know that chapter doesn't even have a forward in it yet, right? You know what I'm saying? It's not even in a table of index. Summer league is not even table of index.
Yourself right now.
I'm not. I'm not embarrassing myself.
Really?
I'm having a great time. You guys want to mock it? That's fine. You guys don't have to enjoy summer league. You know, you didn't even want Jaime Jaquez to show up to summer league. You didn't want him to be a champion. So
I changed though. I changed.
Oh, you changed.
I can't say that. Don't say
no. Hey, wait a minute. You were not here, and even with you not here, I said, you know what? I'm gonna stand down a little bit from that.
Really? So right? So let me get this straight. You could change your opinion when the facts change, and I can't change my ways after a summer.
Though.
Oh, the facts did change. I had a summer where
your
I obsessed.
Facts changed. The team won.
No, I was there for the 60-point blowout loss to the Warriors. I was there from the beginning. Okay, I'm an OG Heat champion summer league fan. I stayed there for every game.
Sweeping going Rocky on us.
Yeah, he's going Rocky
we
4 on us.
It all could change. Then we all could change.
Point for Twitcher.
But I'm not going to let you sit here and diminish what Josh Christopher has done.
I didn't.
All right,
no,
I'm not.
No. See, I started the show by saying, anytime there's a group of teams competing for something and you win, that's
right.
Something that's an accomplishment.
You did say that.
I started off by saying that. But
right.
What I am going to say
but not the in-season tournament.
And
how wait. You see this is what I don't understand. Leroy, cuz you know what's going to happen, right? You know what's going to happen. Watch Miami finish 4-0 in the in-season tournament this year and then they go in a playoff and may have play and they might have to face either the Knicks or the Celtics in the semifinals,
and I bet you
Tobin goes crazy.
No.
If
say
you
your
need
thing,
little,
say your thing. I'll say it for you.
What? No, it's not hard to say. I'll tell you exactly. I'll tell you why it's not hard to say. I get happy for any Heat regular season win. I don't need bribery and fake trinkets to get excited about wins in November. If other people do, because they're carnival barkers, that's fine.
But you're excited about fake trinkets in the summer.
It's not a fake trinket. This is we are.
Why is it not a fake trinket?
They are the best young team in the league. We have the best talent. We have the best young coach.
Is this the minor leagues? Is this the minor leagues for the Miami Heat? Because that's what it is.
But it's a draft. It is a statement to our draft pool, our development, and our scouting. And we have enough.
So
and the Grizzlies did not.
So why doesn't the main team, the main roster team? Or any of these guys, except for, who are you saying, Weir? And maybe Pellin?
Pella.
And then,
don't call him Pellin. That's not his name.
Pella. All right. After those two, who else is making the
Keyshawn team? Johnson's definitely going to play.
For who?
For the Heat.
In what?
Mark my words. For the Heat.
Tobin,
I'm telling you, dude.
Tobin, stop.
You didn't watch. If you didn't see him, Vlad, that's on you.
Stop.
But I'm telling you, this guy. I mean, here's the thing that's but here's the thing that's silly about it. You guys, I know you guys are doing a bit, and that's fine. And you guys can make fun of me.
We're doing a bit.
We're doing a bit.
You guys are doing a bit.
Oh my god,
it's fine. But let me just say.
I love the way he tries to flip it.
It's just very unbecoming of you guys. But who was Max Strus before the summer league? Nobody. Who was he? Nobody.
We're not.
And then all of a sudden, we all fell in love.
Players, Tobin.
Duncan Robinson in the summer league. Number 62, lit it up, and all of a sudden, he's the all-time franchise leader. So you guys can dismiss Summer League. I'm not going to dismiss Summer League.
You can't even keep a serious face when you said that.
You can't keep a serious face.
You couldn't keep a serious face.
I'm sitting here. I am proud of this squad. Put it in the rafters.
Wait, what?
Put it in the rafters. You got divisional championships up there. This is as big as a divisional championship. Put it in the rafters. Don't have to have a ceremony. Just put it up there.
Wait, you telling me that some of the...
I will say this. in all of sports, the divisional champion means the least in basketball.
Oh, yeah.
So he, like.
Just like on the side rafters, like where they put the Olympic banners.
You know, disrespect the Olympic banners by putting a Summer League banner next to it?
They should put a Summer League championship right next to the churro stand.
They should put it right next to the Jordan jersey.
Churro stand.
Yeah.
Ugh, hate this.
Or right
things.
Next to the 50-50.
The Jordan jersey?
It's going to be 50-50 that these players make it up here.
At least it's not a jersey anymore. It's just a number 23. Like they were on their way to making it less embarrassing.
Finish the take. Meep, meep. Hey, man. What is wrong with you, Tobin?
No, what's wrong with you?
Wait a minute. Let's talk about you first. Let's talk about you first.
I'm not a flashy trade guy anymore. I've changed. I like to keep my eye on the ball.
Uh-oh. You know what that changed? Let me tell you something. This is what happens, right? You and your boys go to a club. Y'all see a nice-looking woman and say, ooh, I'm going to go talk to her, right? You go over there and talk to her. She shoots you down. You go back by your friends and you say, she wasn't all that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Without admitting you got shot down.
Yeah.
See, it's more Tobin, like it's Tobin, in the beginning of the offseason, that's all he was talking about. I need something shiny. I need something new. I need this. And now that he ain't got nothing, it wasn't that
big. Well, that's not true, but I do have something shiny and new. I have Kalel Ware and I have Pelle Larsson. So they came through for me. And we just have to,
pros, though. They ain't playing sometime, against the big boys.
Oh, bro. Kevin Knox has been in the league for like 20 years. They cooked him. Okay,
that's
fine. So like
that's
he
why
like
he's
they
been in the league for 20 years.
They took on plenty of pros. They took on plenty of pros. All right, GG Jackson. I remember him beating the Heat last year in the regular season. You know what he was?
40 in the game last year.
He was hitting. He was hitting game-tying threes last night. That's what I see.
You
dropping.
30. You want to know what? You want to know what happened though yesterday? Josh Christopher putting that bomb right over his head. Not tall enough.
That would have been over anybody's head, dude. He shot it from the logo.
Big onions.
Oh, now he's got big onions.
That's what we call shot clock onions. You had to shoot it anyway.
But getting back to my point, I have my shiny new thing.
You better not say that shiny new thing is that title. Do not say that the shiny new thing is that Summer League trophy.
It's the winners of that title and these players who are going to come here and bridge the gap to the Heat becoming contenders once again.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Of all those guys in Summer League,
yep.
And I'm not going to include Jaime, right?
Okay.
Who's going to be on?
Already chopping the roots, huh?
The opening
day. Kalel Ware.
Yep.
Pella. He's got a contract.
He's Sioux Falls. Okay. He'll be in Sioux Falls.
He's not going to be in Sioux Falls.
Okay.
He's too handsome for Sioux Falls.
Go ahead.
Okay. Keyshawn Johnson.
He might
do a little Sioux Falls stint, but I'm telling you right now, this guy's going to be a player for this team. Once we can find some standard contract to dump, trust me when I tell you, this guy, he's getting a standard deal. He's too good.
Just those three?
Well, that's the most important three. Josh Christopher, probably going to get a two-way. So he's going to be right there. He'll be up and down with Coach Bisacchio. Cole Swider, I don't know what's going on with the Swider man. I don't know why he hasn't been poached yet, to be honest with you. But that's the thing with a championship team. You can't keep everybody, you know? Once the vultures start circling.
Wait, Tom.
I can't believe you were trying to get away with that. I know you want to chime in, but sometimes... Just let it go, dude.
But he was going to let you know. There's no way he was going to say that.
Let what go?
You know, when you win a title, you know, people want to start
coaching. That's what happens, dude.
Dude, there ain't nobody calling up. Nobody saying, hey.
Not a word. Not a call.
We need to go get them guys from that Heat championship. That Heat Summer League championship.
Not a text message was sent to just say, oh, Heat won the Summer League title. We need to get those players from that team.
It's unfortunate, you know when you win a championship.
This is 2 hours after you called Cole Swider a bum.
That's not what I said. I said he was stinking up the joint.
I'd rather be called a bum than say stinking up the joint.
Yeah, that's a lot of words just to call somebody a bum. Stinking up the joint.
It's not the same thing. If you're a bum.
No, it ain't.
Look, when you're a bum, it's very hard to erase bum status. Stinking up the joint is just what's happening in the moment.
No, B, when you stink, you stink.
How close that is to fat cat syndrome?
Fat cat syndrome, I mean, like, he's not paid, so he cannot be part of the fat cat syndrome, unless you're saying that he's going to feel himself from winning this championship too much.
I don't.
So wait, you think other coaches, you think other teams are going to try to grab him and put them in their staff or part of their?
They should. Who, Dan Bisaccio?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. He seems like a Heat lifer. I don't know. Yep. I think he's going to do his Sioux Falls stint. And
says it best. Tobes like a Venus flytrap.
Absolutely.
You have to don't fall prey on the silly sauce. Yep.
I don't feel like I'm falling prey. I feel like you guys asked how I felt about it. It was genuine.
You're the creator. And agitator.
If you guys want to be dismissive about it, be dismissive about it. That's fine. I'm not going to sit here and convince you. I enjoyed it.
A show with, what's his name? Foghorn Leghorn.
Why?
I said, boy, that's a championship. Come on, man. Let me give a rat's ass point 3 days ago, and now all of a sudden, oh my goodness.
If you guys want to go to Misfits Boxing at the James L. Knight Center in Miami on August 10th, right now, caller number three. Right now to 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of tickets to Misfits Boxing coming to the James L. Knight Center in Miami on August 10th. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. The event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. Keep listening to our show all week. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets the entire week, but a pair of tickets right now to caller 3 to 305-567-0560. You will get a pair of tickets to Misfits Boxing at the James L. Knight Center in Miami. We are here live from Lucas Oil Stadium for Big Ten Media Week, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, which is presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Back with more after this.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Drums, please!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin Leroy here. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're here in Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Week. It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Miami Dolphins have reported to camp. They will start practice tomorrow. The big news from today, Tua Tagovailoa, he is in the building for the Miami Dolphins. Tyreek Hill speaking to reporters today saying, quote, "I believe that he will practice. He's in great spirits and doesn't want to miss his window." And Jalen Waddle, he said, "Tua's a great guy that loves the game. I don't think it'll be a distraction." So we will see. We'll see if he's going to be there or just be there. Maybe be there, just doesn't do drills. Who knows? But honestly, I'm just ready for football to get going, too. Just want to see this, get this in action. And I hope Tua has, I hope Tua blows everybody out of the water this year if he doesn't get his contract.
All right. I think he is going to have a big year. And then we're going to have this conversation again about, oh, he's not worth that much. But, like, you know how payment of that position works.
I think he said it best.
How good you are of what you've done. If you're a starting quarterback and you put up the numbers that would say that you're a starting quarterback, you get more than what the last guy got.
He said it well, man. He said it at minicamp. The market is the market. The market is the market.
You need two sides to get that.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Dolphins are dragging their feet on it. I will wonder, like, you know, he obviously has a good relationship with Mike McDaniel, but, you know, you have a year like this, and if he does go and have a good year, let's say the Dolphins win their first playoff game, right? Not saying Super Bowl, obviously, you know, that'll keep around, but let's say that
if he wins a playoff game, then you know what the fans are going to say? Well, he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but let's just say that. If he does, you do wonder, though, at a point for Tua, because I would imagine that the coach probably does back him in contract talks. I would guess. I don't know. But you have an ownership and a GM who have tried to move on from him, don't seem like they want to commit to him all the way. Like, does he ever go to them and be like, well, let me go somewhere else? I don't know. That'll be interesting. That'll be kind of the next chapter of it all. But it'll be, you know, for right now, it seems like everybody says that he's just going to go and do camp, which is not surprising. That's how he's handled himself with class the entire way. Every time there's been a little bit of controversy, he usually comes out and he handles it the right way. That's what he always does.
So, in other words, it's pretty much safe to say that Tua is going to remain being Tua regardless of the circumstance around him, which is kind of what I said to earlier. Yeah, like I'm going to always take Tua for who he has been and who he's going to be. I'm not going to all of a sudden make him, oh, he needs to do this or needs to do that. That's not what he does. It sucks.
He should have a talk with me, though. I would have had the make a stink conversation with
him. You can't see, here's the deal. You can't understand how Tua is, and he can't understand how you are. So you're going to look at this situation and understand that you got to make a stink. But Tua's never made a stink. So it's too far out of who he is for it to have any validation.
I could be a petty sensei.
Petty sensei? No, you can't. Not with somebody who's not petty.
I think I could.
You can't make somebody be that far away from who they are. It's not going to come across right. It's just like when you see the guy who never talks trash, all of a sudden start talking trash. It never looks good. He don't know how to do it. He's not a professional.
He doesn't know what to do with his hands.
Okay, Ricky Bobby. He goes, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my hands right now.
They're moving.
Hey, dude, I don't know why. That movie does not garner as many quotes.
Yeah, it does.
As we give it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You just said it earlier today when you said Aaron Rodgers. I look at Aaron Rodgers like sweet baby Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. I picture you in a nice, beautiful Bu Carolina suit with your little big baby Jesus hands.
And I don't know, when they were writing this, right? Somebody must have said something funny, and they go, we got to make this work. Because, what did he say? He said, a mouse is fast, but an owl can see at night. Just out of nowhere. Right?
Oh, goodness. If you ain't first, you last.
You know his dad in that movie is now in...
Yeah, it's Gary Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Cole. He's like in, what you would call it? One of those, what is it, CSIs?
NCIS.
Yeah. Oh, NCIS, yeah.
Yeah. He took over for Leroy.
Yeah.
That's his name in the show. Not his name, but the...
the character.
Mark Harmon.
You know, Bo used to tell a Mark Harmon story all the time. Every time we go out to the West Coast, we went out to play, he goes, you know, Mark Harmon was a quarterback for UCLA, and we ran him into acting.
Well, you always got to have those stories and lessons for something.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
You gotta,
I've gotten more trouble. Listen, that man made me laugh, and I got in more trouble when he was serious as hell than I ever cared to mention. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I'm gonna tell you this. I've told this one before. One time after we played Michigan State, they had Andre Risen and Percy Snow and who's the running back? I can't think of his name right offhand, but they won the Big Ten that year. We played against them. The final score was 17-11, right? Our quarterback had 7 interceptions and 4 completions. So the next day, we go into the meeting, you know, the day after the game meeting, right? And Lorenzo White was the running back. And we go into the meeting, and Bo walks in, get all his papers ready, and he holds up the game sheet, and he goes, Demetrius, in case you were wondering, we were wearing the white yesterday. Now, I just start laughing. And everybody in the back is going,
don't do it.
Right? And so he goes, hey, whore, you think that's funny? And I said, yes. And everybody in the back goes, man, I never. I had to run like, he had me running so much. I did like the Michigan Stadium like 2 days before our next game. He had me running so much.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, it was brutal.
I'd have been laughing running.
I can't. Like, you can't do that. I'm like, I wish I'd had the damages done. I'm like, damages done. You can't tell a joke and somebody laugh. I'm not that serious, right? So. Like, oh man, it was brutal. It was brutal. Everybody was like, man, they say, well, how you feeling, man? It was Thursday. You know, we travel on Friday. Thursday, yep. I had to do the stairs again. They say,
oh my God.
We have practice. This in the morning. Then we got
practice. Did you play well?
Yeah. You go, he said, man, how you feel? I said, man, my glutes are on fire. Like, I was just like, they say, get the ice tub. So I got the ice tub. I got the ice tub on Friday, and I was good. But I was young. See, I was on like 19, 20. You can do that then. If I had to do that now, they'd have to life flight me out of that stadium.
We'll take a quick break. More from the show. And we'll close things out on the other side. Back after this.
We can go bowling. It ain't like before. Can't y'all
back,
see
everybody.
I was so immature.
The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill is going on as we are at Lucas Oil Stadium. Home of the Indianapolis Colts. Although it does feel like in this town, Leroy, I've been here for 3 seconds. It does feel like Caitlin Clark has taken over as top star.
You think?
As she should.
Don't see no Tyrese Halliburton.
It's funny because it ain't like she's out there, you know, trying to do it herself. It's the people around her doing it, and yet everybody's blaming her.
Yeah. Well,
Bob Kravitz, the writer?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I have not. And,
well, that's the guy that got banned.
Yeah. I haven't seen any, Tyrese Halliburton swag either, Vlad. It's been
no Tyrese Halliburton swag.
Although, at the bar last night, they were upset that he wasn't playing for Team USA.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy that's not getting no burn. Dave already, he got no burn yesterday. He doesn't look like he's the guy that's going to get any burn.
It's amazing.
Nah, they moved up.
It's amazing when the star of that team is LeBron still.
I mean, it's not amazing.
No, because he's 39, dude. And you should, look, let's be clear. This is fair, and this is a fair comment. Right? If you the NBA, you should have something better than LeBron by now. At 39. Because
how about this?
Remember when Jordan got old, everybody wanted a piece of Jordan because he couldn't do it no more.
Yeah, they've all been wanting a piece of LeBron. It's just that he's just defined the odds. That's all.
He's had a great couple of last games. He definitely saved their ass against South Sudan.
Say that again.
And he saved their ass against South Germany.
But yeah, I mean, I would say up to that point, he wasn't their best player.
He's their best player when he needs to be.
Yeah,
Which is another thing that he can just turn it on when he want to.
Look, he's had a great couple of performances. He's had a great. It's pretty cool. It's to see. I mean, he's looks explosive as hell, and it's not of this earth.
Let's put it in perspective. He played in the Olympics with D Wade, and D Wade has been out of the league 5 years.
Well, you want to hear another perspective?
Yeah,
he's playing with all his coaches.
Yeah,
all of them.
He's played with all his coaches that he's won a title with.
Yeah, well, not Vogel.
That's crazy.
Except for Vogel, but I mean, you know,
it's never Vogel.
It was never. But think about it. Steve Kerr is asking, "Hey, Tyron, is that's how he is all the time? Spo, is that how he is all the time?" They're like, "Yeah, pretty much. That's LeBron James. That's been LeBron Ramon James for the last 20 years. Yeah, that's we're used to this.
It's crazy, right? I'm just wondering when all the people who have a problem with LeBron going to sit back and just witness.
You just got to wait. You know what it is?
You got to wait 10 years after he's
No. So it's about now. Because it's the same thing with Brady. Because when you're winning so much, you don't appreciate it. I didn't start appreciating Brady because obviously, you know, he was the quarterback of my rival. But I ended up starting appreciating him. Towards the end, I was like, you know what? Let me stop being a hater and actually appreciate the greatness that I was able to witness. Whether it was against my team, other teams, we lost because he was that good. I think that's
like
gonna...
you quit. Sounds like you quit on hating.
No, I didn't quit on hating.
I mean, you got
to take it to the finish line.
No. I'll never hit on hating. I'll never quit on hating.
Ooh,
but it has to be justified hate. It's just random hate.
LeBron's first Olympics appearance, Iverson wasn't even 30 yet.
Sheesh.
Wow. Yeah, it is crazy. I would say watching a lot of the international games, I think probably the guy I'm surprised hasn't had more takeovers probably been Anthony Edwards. I thought this was going to be.
The European League is a lot about shooting and not necessarily.
Not really. It really hasn't been. It hasn't been like a shooting lights because you would think Steph Curry would be killing it.
And he's missed, but that's the thing about they always play zone against the U.S.
Yeah.
They always play zone. They're daring them to beat them from the outside because they have no hand. I mean, you really can't. If Embiid was actually 100% healthy, there's no way they could stop them. They can't stop Anthony Davis. Bam is just bamming on everyone. Like, the guy's having so much. He looks so happy playing the four. It's like a kid in an amusement park. He's just running around, blocking shots, rebounding, shooting threes. It's like he's looking at Spo like, can we do this all season?
It's like he was punished, and now he gets to go play outside.
And it's got to bother Spo because Spo's right there, and he's like, with all the glee, he's like, I've never seen Bam this happy before. I'm like, what's going on?
And then there's, of course, my second team, which is Serbia.
No, you don't have
and
no
yesterday
second
I was watching. I was watching. Yeah, I was. So I was watching.
You have no second team.
You're not doing
I was watching
that.
Serbia Greece yesterday, and our boy Jovic scores 10 points and 11.
We're not doing
so,
that.
No, I mean, I do. I mean, no. I have a second team.
No, you don't.
You don't have a second. Like, listen, I would have more of an argument than you.
Why?
Because my wife's from Canada.
Yeah, you don't see him rooting for the Canuckers.
And I'm not rooting for Canada.
Well, no. We don't. I mean, if Kelly O was still on the Heat, I'd root for
it. You're not doing it. We not letting you come up here and pick two countries. It's the Olympics. Ride or die.
No, you know what?
I'm going to root for a Team USA.
Leroy, you know what?
When they play Serbia. But otherwise, I'm rooting for Serbia.
Oh, really? So then let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I got you. Yep. So you root for the U.S. and you root for Serbia, right? What if Goran Dragic was playing for Slovenia?
Oh, oof. My brate. No, Serbia is getting dropped. Slovenia is going to number two.
You have no other team but the United States. That's it. Stop.
What do you mean?
Stop. This ain't Love Island. This ain't Olympic Island where you just could be falling in love with any customer.
If
any.
My favorite players are on international teams, why can't I root for them?
What about Bam?
Can you just take the minus one?
Why?
That's a good minus one. Or a
minus one.
Why is it a box in?
Oh, you're boxed in because you just said you dropped.
He made you switch countries in 2 seconds.
Well, but he didn't. You have the X Factor at Gogi.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Nice. You got him, Leroy.
I don't feel like I'm boxed in. I feel like we just agreed.
You just dropped Slovenia in a heartbeat after I just
feel like we just agree.
Don't try the old so you agree with me.
How is it that I'm boxed in? I'm telling you I can root for Serbia because they got Jovic, but now you're throwing in the caveat. What if they have Goran? Yeah, then Serbia's got to go back in the line. Sorry.
You can't have two countries in the Olympics.
You can't have three. What?
Watch me.
So you're gonna guarantee yourself a winner.
As you can see, summer league title, he doesn't matter as long as he wins.
We can't guarantee a winner because they're in the same group. I don't know how many. So I guess two out of the group make it. But I don't know. I don't know if they'll be in the bracket together. So we'll see. I'm not guaranteed a winner. I think the U.S. is gonna win. I know that
you've
been
some the teams.
I'm not picking half the teams. I'm picking U.S.
If you had your own hard-earned money, who would you bet on?
U.S.
That's your team then. End of discussion.
No. Facts. If you're putting money on a team, that's your team.
They're my number one team because I'm American.
And that's it.
But also,
That's it. No.
I got a little side action on Slovenia.
He was about to say Slovenia.
Slovenia's not in it.
I know.
If any of us would have been in the same situation, he would have been so quick to draw the box.
But I wasn't boxed in. Like, you guys just made my point for me.
What do you mean?
Yes, if Goran Dragic was in the Olympics, I would root for why? But I love Gogi. Olympics. I love Gogi.
You're American. It's the Olympics.
You don't. Well, you appreciate greatness. Did you ever root for? Hold on.
If it's a Winter Olympics and Bob is playing, right?
For Russia.
Yeah, are you going to root for Russia?
You root for Bob?
You going to root for Finland?
It's Bob. Ooh.
You going to root for Finland?
Versus Finland. Yeah, definitely.
You going to root for Finland against the Americans?
I would root for Kachuk the most.
He's an American.
But I would also root for Russia, and I would root for Finland.
So you're not going to root for Canada? Because there's many great Canadians that play for the Panthers.
It depends. It depends. It depends who they have.
What if they have Reinhardt?
Yeah, probably.
So you're just going to root for everyone?
I'm going to root for the players that I root for.
So you root for everyone?
What's wrong with that?
So you're going to root for everyone?
Well, there's only two Heat players in the Olympics.
We're doing country right now.
No, that's not the same.
This is country.
Yeah. So you're going to root for the Ruskies?
I would root for the Ruskies.
You're going to root for the Russians.
Now, Bob is not a big fan of Putin, so I don't think he's going to play for the Ruskies.
But what if they accept? Come on, he's the best Russian goalie out. He's the best goalie out in the world.
Nah, they'll take that stupid Shesterkin guy.
He's Swedish. Don't worry about we're talking about the Russian team. Don't try to get yourself out of it. Are you going to root for the Russians? If Bob is on the Olympic team.
Who are they playing? Who are they playing?
It doesn't matter who they're playing. Are you rooting for
playing
the Russians?
If they're playing USA, I will root for America.
You root for America against Bob.
However, no, he won't. However,
here he comes. Caveat.
Anybody else? I'm rooting for the Ruskies.
So you're rooting the Ruskies against the Canadians. So you're rooting for Bob over Reinhardt.
Yes, Bob gets number one. I know it's weird.
Your patriotism is crazy right now.
Yeah. It's not crazy.
Oh, that's right, Dade South. He's a country flute.
Oh, man.
I'm not a country flute.
You're a country hopper.
Hold on. So you guys didn't root for Usain Bolt at all? Like when he would do his thing and he was fastest man on the planet, you didn't root for records?
No.
You guys are sitting here appreciating greatness.
Come on. Nobody said anything about records, bro. We're just talking about. No, we're talking about competition. One versus one.
It's a competition. Hold on. All right, so if Tony from Missouri,
I'm gonna root for Shoffley to go back to back.
He's American.
Why? Okay. But what? So if you, but who's your favorite international golfer?
Rory.
Okay, so you wouldn't root for Rory too?
No.
If Shoffley was out of it?
No. You root for the American.
Shoffley, then I got Scheffler. I got.
You root for the country.
I got four guys. I got ridiculous. Four guys I can root for.
Well, I mean, who's I'm not tying your arm behind
I'm
your back.
Medal count, baby. I'm rooting for medal count.
Medal count? What are you? What is this propaganda?
That's
because
you.
The U.S. dominates the Summer Olympics. The Winter Olympics we don't win. So I want to make damn sure our number from number two is greater than in the Winter Olympics, because that means we won all the Olympics.
You know what, dude? All I've gotten out of this is I'm going to tell Jovic when we see him media day that you rooted against him.
Yeah. I root for the U.S. And I tell him to his face. You ain't got to say nothing.
Wow.
And you know what you tell him, Leroy?
And I'm going to tell Bam.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Bam. Say, Bam, you want to talk about me? You want to talk about me? Ooh. I know how you are. This dude was rooting for Serbia.
You know what you should tell him?
I wasn't rooting for Serbia. I'm not rooting for Serbia against him.
Let me tell you, you should tell him when you're playing dominoes. You should tell him right when he's playing dominoes with you so that, you know,
Ridiculous.
Way, even your own boy was rooting against you in the Olympics. Dominoes, fool.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse.
You're gonna lie
beat down, and then somebody's talking to you.
This is coming out.
You're lying. But you lie to him. I'm not rooting for Serbia against America. But everybody else.
No. You can't have eight teams in the Olympics, dude.
I have two.
You are a 100% American redneck. You can't be rooting for other countries. It's America.
It's not fair.
It's America.
I think
that's it.
I did 23 and me. No, I had 23 and me. I was 1% Balkan.
No, you were 35% meatloaf.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We can go bowling. It ain't like before. Can't y'all
back,
see
everybody.
I was so immature.
The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill is going on as we are at Lucas Oil Stadium. Home of the Indianapolis Colts. Although it does feel like in this town, Leroy, I've been here for 3 seconds. It does feel like Caitlin Clark has taken over as top star.
You think?
As she should.
It's
funny because it ain't like she's out there, you know, trying to do it herself. It's the people around her doing it, and yet everybody's blaming her.
Yeah. Well,
Bob Kravitz, the writer?
No, I have not.
Okay,
I have not, and
well, that's the guy
I have
that
not
got
seen
banned.
Any. Yeah, I haven't seen any Tyrese Halliburton swag either, Vlad. It's been
no Tyrese Halliburton swag.
Although at the bar last night, they were upset that he wasn't playing for Team USA.
Oh yeah, he's the guy that's not getting no burn. He got no burn yesterday. He doesn't look like he's the guy that's going to get any burn.
It's amazing.
Nah, they moved up.
It's amazing when the star of that team is LeBron still.
I mean, it's not amazing.
No, because he's 39, dude. And you should look. Let's be clear. This is fair, and this is a fair comment, right? If you're the NBA, you should have something better than LeBron by now, at 39. Because
How about this?
Remember when Jordan got old, everybody wanted a piece of Jordan because he couldn't do it no more.
Yeah, they've all been wanting a piece of LeBron. It's just that he's just defying the odds. That's all.
He's had a great couple of last games. He definitely saved their ass against South Sudan.
Say that again.
And he saved their ass against South Germany.
But I mean, I would say up to that point, he wasn't their best player.
He's their best player when he needs to be.
Yeah,
that he can just turn it on when he want to.
Look, he's had a great couple of performances. He's had a great. It's pretty cool. It's to see. I mean, he's looks explosive as hell, and it's not of this earth.
Let's put it in perspective. He played in the Olympics with D Wade, and D Wade has been out of the league 5 years.
Well, you want to hear another perspective?
Yeah,
he's playing with all his coaches.
Yeah,
all of them.
He's played with all his coaches that he's won a title with.
Yeah, well, not Vogel.
That's crazy.
Except for Vogel, but I mean, you know,
it's never Vogel.
It was never. But think about it. Steve Kerr is asking, "Hey, Tyron, Is that's how he is all the time? Spo, is that how he is all the time? They're like, yeah, pretty much. That's LeBron James. That's been LeBron Ramon James for the last 20 years. Yeah, we're used to this.
It's crazy, right? I'm just wondering when all the people who have a problem with LeBron going to sit back and just witness.
You just got to what? You know what it is?
You got to wait 10 years after he's
done? No. It's about now. Because it's the same thing with Brady. Because when you're winning so much, you don't appreciate it. I didn't start appreciating Brady because obviously, you know, he was the quarterback of my rival. But I am starting appreciating him. Towards the end, I was like, you know what? Let me stop being a hater and actually appreciate the greatness that I was able to witness. Whether it was against my team, other teams, we lost because he was that good. I think that's
Sounds like you quit on hating.
No, I didn't quit on hating.
You got to take it to the finish line.
No. I'll never hit on hating. I'll never quit on hating.
Ooh,
but it has to be justified hate. It's just LeBron's, random hate.
LeBron's first Olympics appearance, Iverson wasn't even 30 yet.
Sheesh.
Wow. Yeah, it is crazy. I would say watching a lot of the international games, I think probably the guy I'm surprised hasn't had more takeovers probably been Anthony Edwards. I thought this was going to be.
The European League is a lot about shooting. And not necessarily.
Not really. It really hasn't been. It hasn't been like a shooting lights because you would think Steph Curry would be killing it.
And he's missed. But that's the thing about they always play zone against the U.S.
Yeah.
They always play zone. They're daring them to beat them from the outside because they have no hand. You really can't. If Embiid was actually 100% healthy, there's no way they could stop them. They can't stop Anthony Davis. Bam is just bamming on everyone. Like, the guy's having so much. He looks so happy playing the four. It's like a kid in a amusement park. He's just running around, blocking shots, rebounding, shooting threes. It's like he's looking at Spo like, can we do this all season?
It's like he was punished, and now you get to go play outside.
And it's got to bother Spo because Spo's right there, and he's like, he with all the glee, he's like, I've never seen Bam this happy before. And like, what's going on?
And then there's, of course, my second team, which is Serbia.
No, you don't have
and
no
yesterday
second
I was watching. I was watching. Yeah, I was.
You're
so I was watching.
You have no second team.
You're not doing
I was watching
that.
Serbia Greece yesterday, and our boy Jovic scores 10 points in 11.
We're not doing
so,
that.
So, no. I mean, I have a second team.
No, you don't.
You don't have a second. Like, listen, I would have more of an argument than you.
Why?
Because my wife's from Canada.
Yeah, you don't see him rooting for the Canucks,
and I'm not rooting for Canada.
Well, we don't. I mean, if Kelly O was still on the Heat, I'd root for
it. You're not doing it. We not letting you up here and pick two countries. It's the Olympics. Ride or die.
No, you know what?
I'm going to root for a Team USA.
Leroy, you know what?
When they play Serbia, but otherwise, I'm rooting for Serbia.
Oh, really? So then, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So I know I got you. Yep. So you root for the U.S. and you root for Serbia, right? What if Goran Dragic was playing for Slovenia?
Oh. Oof. My brate. No, Serbia's getting dropped. Slovenia's going to number two.
You have no other team but the United States. That's it. Stop.
What do you mean?
Stop. This ain't Love Island. This ain't Olympic Island where you just could be falling in love with any customer.
If my favorite players are on international teams, why can't I root for them?
What about Bam?
Can you just take the minus one?
What?
That's a good minus one.
Or minus one.
Why is it a box in?
Oh, you're boxed in because you just said you dropped.
He made you switch countries in 2 seconds.
Well, but he didn't. You have the X Factor at Gogi.
Boxed in. Oh, yeah. I love it.
I got him, Leroy. You got him.
I don't feel like I'm boxed in. I feel like we just agreed.
You just dropped Slovenia in a heartbeat after I just
feel like we just agree.
Don't try the old so you agree with me.
How is it that I'm boxed in? I'm telling you I can root for Serbia because they got Jovic, but now you're throwing in the caveat. What if they have Goran? Yeah, then Serbia's got to go back in the line. Sorry.
You can't have two countries in the Olympics.
You can't have three. What?
Watch me.
So you're gonna guarantee yourself a winner.
As you can see, summer league title, he doesn't matter as long as he wins.
We can't guarantee a winner because they're in the same group. I don't know how many. So I guess two out of the group make it. But I don't know. I don't know if they'll be in the bracket together. So we'll see. I'm not guaranteed a winner. I think the U.S. is gonna win. I know that
if you pick
been
the teams.
I'm not picking half the teams. I'm picking U.S.
If you had your own hard-earned money, who would you bet on?
U.S.
That's your team, then. End of discussion.
No. Facts. If you're putting money on a team, that's your team.
They're my number one team because I'm American.
And that's it.
But also,
That's it. No, no.
I got a little side action on Serbia.
He was about to say Slovenia. You
know Slovenia's not in it.
I know.
If any of us would have been in the same situation, he would have been so quick to draw the box.
But I wasn't boxed in. Like, you guys just made my point for me.
What do you mean?
Yes, if Goran Dragic was in the Olympics, I would root for why? But I love Gogi. Olympics. I love Gogi.
You're American. It's the Olympics.
You don't. Wait, you appreciate greatness. Did you ever root for? Hold on.
If it's a Winter Olympics and Bob is playing, right?
For Russia?
Yeah. Are you gonna root for Russia?
You root for Bob?
You gonna root for Finland?
It's Bob. You gonna Bob root for Finland? Finland. Definitely.
You gonna root for Finland against the Americans?
I would root for Kachuk the most.
He's an American.
But I would also root for Russia, and I would root for Finland.
So you're not gonna root for Canada because there's many great Canadians that play for the Panthers.
It depends. It depends. It depends who they have.
What if they have Reinhardt?
Yeah, probably.
So you're just gonna root for everyone?
I'm gonna root for the players that I root for.
So you root for everyone?
What's wrong with that?
So you're gonna root for everyone?
Well, there's only two Heat players in the Olympics.
We're doing country right now.
That's not the same.
This is country.
Yeah. So you're going to root for the Ruskies?
I would root for the Ruskies.
You're going to root for the Russians.
Now, Bob is not a big fan of Putin, so I don't think he's going to play for the Ruskies.
But what if they accept? Come on, he's the best Russian goalie out. He's the best goalie out in the
world. Nah, they'll take that stupid Shesterkin guy.
He's Swedish. Don't worry about Sweden. We're talking about the Russian team. Don't try to get yourself out of it. Are you going to root for the Russians? If Bob is on the Olympics,
who are they playing? Who are they playing?
It doesn't matter who they're playing. Are you rooting?
If they're playing
the
USA, I will root for America.
You root for America against Bob.
However,
here he comes. Caveat.
Anybody else? I'm rooting for the Ruskies.
So you're rooting the Ruskies against the Canadians. So you're rooting for Bob over Reinhardt.
Yes, Bob gets number one. Wow. I know it's weird.
Your patriotism is crazy right now.
Yeah. It's not crazy.
Oh, that's right, Dade South. He's a country flute.
I'm not a country flute.
You're a country hopper.
Hold on. So you guys didn't root for Usain Bolt at all? Like when he would do his thing and he was fastest man on the planet, you didn't root for records?
No.
You guys are sitting here appreciating greatness.
Come on. Nobody said anything about records, bro. We're just talking about.
Mean?
No, we're talking about competition. One versus one.
It's a competition. Hold on. All right, so if Tony from Missouri,
I'm gonna root for Shoffley to go back to back. He's American.
Why? Okay, but what? So who's your favorite international golfer?
Rory.
Okay, so you wouldn't root for Rory too?
No.
If Shoffley was out of it?
No. You root for the American.
Shoffley, then I got Scheffler. I got.
You root for the country.
I got four guys. I can root for.
Well, I mean, who's? I'm not tying your arm behind your back.
Metal count, baby. I'm rooting for medal count.
Medal count? What are you? What is this propaganda?
That's
because
you.
The U.S. dominates the Summer Olympics. The Winter Olympics, we don't win. So I want to make damn sure our number from number two is greater than in the Winter Olympics, because that means we won all the Olympics.
You know what, dude? All I've gotten out of this is I'm going to tell Jovic when we see him media day that you rooted against him.
Yeah. I root for the U.S. And I tell him to his face. You ain't got to say nothing.
Wow.
And you know what you tell him, Leroy?
And I'm going to tell Bam.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Bam. Say, Bam, you want to talk about me? You want to talk about me? Ooh. I know how you are. This dude was rooting for Serbia.
You know what you should tell him?
I wasn't rooting for Serbia. I'm not rooting for Serbia against him.
Let me tell you, you should tell him when you're playing dominoes. You should tell him right when he's playing dominoes with you so that, you know,
Ridiculous.
Way, even your own boy was rooting against you in the Olympics. Dominoes, fool!
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse.
You're gonna lie
beat down, and then somebody's talking
to
you.
This is coming out.
You're lying, but you lie to him. I'm not rooting for Serbia against America, but everybody else.
No. You can't have eight teams in the Olympics, dude.
I have two.
You are a 100% American redneck. You can't be rooting for other countries.
It's Merck. Not fair. It's Merck.
I think
that's it.
I did 23 and me. No, I had 23 and me. I was like 1% Balkan.
No, you were 35% meatloaf.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.